outside a lot, actually. I've had, a couple before this, because at the minute, with everything that I have to pay out, I'm not really able to afford food. This is all I get, really. They stopped my DLA, so I'm only getting £98 a fortnight. And out of that, I have to get a bus pass, because I've got mental health problems, so I can't get around on my own. Walking through the streets like a nightmare to me because of all the people around, so I have to get the bus. And that leaves me short. Should get that sorted soon, so hopefully this will be my last one, to be honest, because I don't really like getting them, because it's you don't like asking for help, do you? It looks like I can't manage. I don't know many people who could on £98, but I try. It's hard when you've got bills to pay.
My benefits have been stopped since December and I've got no food. It's the only way I can see to feed myself. Because I'm in the middle of claiming benefits, it's taken a long time to get them reinstated, and I've still got to wait another 3 more weeks until I might be able to get any cash to be able to afford to buy food. It's a great service and a great help. I don't know what I'll do without it. I see a lot of vulnerable people who can't even claim these food banks because they don't know where to go, and they end up starving, and well, you read it in the papers, they end up dying.
We've walked 20 minutes to get here and we'll have to walk 20 minutes back.
So you've come all the way from Scotland to help her in her
situation? To try and help her. I can't help her financially, but I'm hoping to help her and support her morally and whatever. If there wasn't so many sanctions put on people for being 2 minutes late and all this red tape and bureaucracy, we wouldn't have a need for the food banks. People would be getting their benefits and they'd be helped back to work and they'd be helped more support and getting back to work instead of sanctioning people. For 6 weeks, you've got no electric, you've got no food, you're sitting in the dark, you have nothing. And that's how bad it is. It's like a third world country. We are in dire straits here in Britain.